Gang, 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 this your girl Nike. We back at it with a whole lot of gang shit. Episode 3, Forever Woke. Our special guest all the way from Michigan, the owner and the host of Killer Mockingbird. His single out Broad Day. You can follow Sean at SeanChris69 at Instagram. Go copy shit. We got our host tonight, Solid. We gonna get into some real deep shit tonight. If you're not familiar with some of the things that we are talking about, I got some keywords you can go research when you got time. We basically gonna be talking about Agenda 21, Adrenochrome, and ID 2020. Let's roll this shit. Gang, 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 gang. This is a whole lot of gang shit. This is your host, Solid. I got my boy, Sean Chris. We're about to do this episode. You already know. What's up, Sean?
I'm doing pretty good, you know. It's a weekend, you know, just enjoying this weather.
So, Sean, can you actually tell me what the hell is going on out here in this world? What is all this about?
Right now, we can see a lot of it, like, moving forward, like, with everything that's going on, and like for a minute, like the manipulation through the media, but it's not just the media, and then the programming through, you know, social media, you know, you see all these challenges, you know, how like for the last like what, like 10 years with it, there's all these different challenges, right?
Yeah,
right.
Uh-huh.
So all those challenges is just like to see how many people will like get into that like mob mentality, you know, like they do experiments. They've done experiment like
right.
Will they have people in the elevator and they'll have mm-hmm. people do something and then everybody else does it because they're like, oh, everybody's doing it. So like I think that like with those things they've kind of really like accelerated their plan. And like their plan is like, because everybody thinks it's like Democrats, Republicans, but obviously there's people that run the world that have a lot of money.
Yes, so, like the Bilderbergs and all.
Yeah, the central banks. You know what I mean? The central banks is really what runs the world. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The George Soros of the world. Like those people are the ones that like they make a lot of calls. Even like the Jesuits. Like the Jesuits got the Black Pope. You got the Great Pope. Like those are like they got their own little orders and shit. Priscilla. And right now I think they're trying to make it a one world order, and that what they're trying to do is model it after China, because China has a lot of like that. They already have facial recognition over there. They already have like the contact tracing. That's what like
because
everybody was like, oh, they're not gonna use it only for COVID. And what happened? As soon as everything happened with the protests, right away there was like Minnesota came out and they was like, we are using contract tracing to figure out who's part of like the looting and da 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 da. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's not good.
Yes, yes, I know. Like this sustainable economy that they have plans for, it is definitely going to be able to control everything that's on this earth, including the plants, the production, the water, the minerals,
exactly,
construction, land, energy, and food. Everything.
That's what Agenda 21 is, and that's the UN. You could even look up, UN has made a new website. It's the UNNWO.org. So they have right. United Nations New World Orders.org. And they talk mm-hmm. about, they openly talk about the New World Order. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to collapse America. They're trying to collapse the financial crisis because people go,
right,
oh, COVID's a hoax. I'm not saying COVID's a hoax. Obviously, it's a disease, it's a real disease. But they're using it just like 9/11. 9/11, obviously someone crashed into the building, but they took advantage of the situation. And that's what they're doing at both of these situations. They're like perfect for them.
But we
perfect.
All know they crashed into the building to make the whole big situation happen. Everything is controlled. Everything is planned.
Oh, yeah,
all these
exactly.
plans was already happening way before. And when you said about the thing about China, it was just on the news like maybe 2 weeks ago where they said they're going to be sending out drones to be scanning people to see what kind of criminalized background they got, to tip on people, to see what their health look like, everything. So not only that it's going to be happening in China, it's happening here too.
Well, what's also happening here, and that happened in China, and they're bringing here, and they slowly been doing it, it's with this woke culture. You know how everybody kind of like gets on everybody, like, oh, you can't say that because that offends somebody, or you can't say this because it. Yeah. So like, especially like with comedians, like in the comedian world, it's like really fucked up because like, you know, you trying to like, I watch comedians and then like they can't, they're here to make you joke. Comedians are the real part of America because they're the people that can say everything for real. Every comedian you watch, they call it like they see it. But now they're trying to eliminate that. So this whole woke culture, what that's trying to build is what China has, and that's a social credit score. So what a social credit score is so if you can get shamed in public and they have your social credit score, they go, oh, your social credit score is not high enough, so you can't go on, you can't fly anymore. You yep. can't use cars. You can't use taxis. You can't work here. You can't. That, yep. Like, and
all
it's like
form of control. All
exactly. Form. And they want to push everybody into cities and they don't want nobody in rural areas.
No rural areas.
Yep. Because and then if you notice, like all these agent, board, like you know, like these people that are disrupting and blowing up shit, these people is part of this shit.
Yeah, like they can't pay to do that shit.
Yeah, and there's plenty of videos. I got plenty of footage of people going like, "This ain't us. This ain't us," and people are going out there and they're causing trouble.
Like and that then, dude. What's that white dude? Logan something. He was arrested for looting.
Oh, Logan Paul.
He
yeah.
rich. Yeah, what the fuck exactly. was he out there?
Exactly.
To acting like he fucking looting.
Well, also, well, you got a couple different elements too. Because what another element you got out there is you got these trendy. People, you know, like these influencers. So since it's trendy right now, that's why I'm very disappointed is that a lot of people are like doing it all saying like, oh, no, you ain't, man. You ain't about shit. If you about something, you're always about it, right? Now everybody's about it. Yeah. Like it don't, and the people that are overselling themselves are the people that you got to worry about.
Yeah,
because they overselling themselves, saying like, "Oh yeah, what you want? We're doing it." Da, da, da. Yeah, you're saying that because you're scared right now. Mm-hmm. So that's what tells me that. So that tells me that the plan's in action and it's rolling.
See, the plan's been in action. I've been knew about the plans 15 years ago, and before 15 years ago, it was actually written down in books and mm-hmm. articles that this all shit's supposed to happen. Who's supposed to be in place? What's supposed to take place? Who even dying that day?
Yep.
You know, the numbers and all that shit adds up. People believe it's all conspiracy. None of this shit is all fucking conspiracy. All this shit is the real shit. You it just take you to look at it and put it together to understand it.
Well, I think...
World. And this is how the world works.
Yes, exactly.
There's already 179 countries has adopted Agenda 21.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's how they made it.
Well, think about it like this. I was having a discussion with my brother. I found out something I didn't even know. He told me in 1457, that is when they created race. And race started as dividing by religions. So they were like, oh, predominantly this is this religion. Predominantly this is this religion. That's where control comes back.
Yes.
Religion's been controlled the whole time. And now that as we've evolved, they can't control us with religion no more. They can't control us with the old ways. So they're trying to use the old ways that they could control us, but it's not working. But now they have new technologies. And all they're doing is trying to push it because they know they can't just go and be like, oh, you're locked down because we're going to fight, right?
So right.
So they've got to constantly make us divide. So what they did is that's why you'll see stuff on Twitter, like people bickering because there's fake accounts. Fake accounts of people bickering just to be like, oh, I don't agree with you. I don't agree this. Just so that they can get that animosity. Now you got people mad. Like,
to cause chaos.
Exactly.
They can pay chaos.
Exactly.
It's all experiment to see what's going to happen. I was watching, what is it called? The box. I was watching about the man that was delivering the box and they have to push the button, but another person, a family would die, and if they push the button, or then push the button, they would die. All this shit is just fucking crazy, and they've been showing us in fucking movies.
Oh,
they've been
I was just about us, to say, yep.
Yeah, they laughing at
they
us.
Laughing at us, and mm-hmm. people don't even understand, like, all this shit is real. I believe in all of it. I'm just waiting to see the fucking aliens in the sky, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, that's they got that, that's called Project Bluebeam.
Oh, I'm trying to tell you. I know it's all there.
They got Project Bluebeam. That's a CIA thing.
They're
going to
fake the coming of Jesus.
They're going to fake the coming of all this.
Thank you. And call a one world religion. They wanted one world religion, so everybody's like, and that's what they want. They want us to all believe. And remember, they got the seven D imageries. They got like dragons flying over like football stadiums and whales. You can look up these videos, and they look like it's real. So like
they got the pigeons. We were just talking about the birds today. They got the pigeons out. Yep. They spying on us. They like they like cameras and shit and scanning people, but they look like birds. China already used them. They like white birds in China. They already got them.
And then remember, Bill Clinton in 1997 had signed a lot of, he signed a trade deal with China, and he gave them a lot of access to our technology. That's how China advanced so much.
Gang, we're about to take a short commercial break. We'll be back with our boy Sean Chris with your episode. Stay woke. People, please be woke out here. And if you're not woke up out here, please wake the fuck up. You see what's going on out here. You see our kids dying out here in the streets. You see what's going on, how the government trying to control us and control everything. Most definitely, we'll be back. Solid.
Of the United States.
I've been broke all my life, but I kept hope all them nights. You see business in my city? Yeah, they closed all them twice. I was just riding down Salem, all them damn potholes I can't drive. I know y'all can fix it faster, but I know y'all won't try. Don't nobody care about us, and that's why I don't vote. Voted for Obama back in 2012, I remember that's when I had hope. He was saying, yes, we can, and everybody got less food stamps. And when I turned 21, I was still broke, I'd never vote again. I don't think I ever had a president make my life better. Did it all on my own, ain't no politician ever do a nice gesture. I don't even know the mayor's name, I ain't never seen her one time ever. Tell me how she gonna help the city, what I'm supposed to do, write letters? What I'm supposed to do, blame Trump? He ain't never really gave up. Ain't nobody raised minimum wage. None of these jobs pay enough. I think they just wanna keep us broke, cause they ain't putting none in place for us. This how all my people feel, but we gotta learn. We complained enough. Let me change it up. Everything I just said, everybody I know think the same way. See, they don't wanna see us vote, and we never do, so we see the same thing. But all our votes really do count, and they'll never really let it show. So now I'm finna break it down, cause if I don't, you will probably never know. First thing first, you know back in middle school when they taught us it was three branches of the government. We forgot it when we got older. It's the judicial, the legislative, and executive. But all we know is the executive. That's the mayor, or the governor, and the president. Now none of them three people make no laws, they just be checking them. The laws come to their desk, and all they do is say no or yes to it. So when the news station tried to tell us that Barack Obama couldn't put us on, we was all salty at Obama when it was the Congress members all along. We gotta focus on the legislative branch. Yeah, they the ones that make the laws. Yeah, they the ones write how much food stamp money you get on the card. But when people that wanted to help us, wanted the job, I know they probably lost. Cause we ain't even know their name, we ain't know their face, we ain't know it all. So the Congress or the State House, that's legislative, they make laws. So what we want from the president is what they do, okay y'all? See, they election every 2 years, but we don't ever even go to those. The Congress, they can raise minimum wage, but we ain't even really know it though. So you know how back in 08, when we all voted for Obama, we was all supposed to go back in 2010 and vote for the Congress. Cause they the ones make child support laws, they the ones choose if your kids at school get to eat steak or corn dogs. The State House make the court costs. So if the country failed, then you can't say it's them, it's your fault. Cause y'all ain't know to vote for Congress members that was for y'all. And they don't gotta leave after 4 years, and we just let them sit. See, they don't wanna tell you this, they want you to focus on the president. Now the third branch is the judicial, that's judges. They the reason why John Crawford and Trayvon ain't had justice. So when Meek Mill got locked up just for popping willies, we blame the judge and not the city when they let her get voted in. Cause they ain't know who to vote against. Imagine life on the other side. Roads better, schools better, everybody get their license back. Grocery store food better, custody of your kids back. Homeless people get new shelters. If we gon' fix the U.S., we gotta start with them two letters, me and you. Somebody told us that the government wanna keep us broke, but the only reason why those people in the government is cause we ain't vote. And I ain't talking about the president, I'm talking about the ones we ain't know. See, they was gon' try to keep it low, but it's gon' hurt them when they see the polls.
Y'all, welcome back to a whole lot of gang shit. We still sitting here with our boy Sean. We're about to get into the discussion about Bill Gates.
We ain't talking about it no more, right?
You say what?
What happened? Like now, they made sure that they changed the narrative. So now, what's it called? The narrative has been changed. So no one's talking about Bill no more. Bill ain't on TV no more. He was being... Everybody online was like, man, Bill Gates, man. They was drilling on Bill Gates. You go on his Twitter, his Instagram, people all over. And I'm not talking about just Americans. I'm talking about all over the world. Like, because he's been, you know, he's killed people in India. He's killed people in Nigeria. Yeah. Like, this is not like He was, I think it was in Nigeria where they had the Catholic popes or cardinals or whatever they are. And they were over there in the villages and they were only giving these vaccines to the women. Now mm-hmm. all the women became sterile.
Yes. Okay. What's
yeah, well, yes, he was definitely over there working in India.
Why?
Definitely to, bringing down the plan of biometrics down there because mm-hmm. they were basically saying it's so many of them migrants that's not basically identified in the government database.
Not only
so
that,
they wanted to bring the fingerprint system there, sure. And that's yep. what basically they are testing the. They tested the plan out overseas first. That was like 4 or 5 years ago. So we at this point right now, which United States is about to be implemented in that with the vaccines he got
yep.
basically promoting.
Right, because he spent a lot of money on this project.
Because he has the patents of it, yep.
Most definitely. Not only that, is they also producing the General Crone over there also with the babies.
Yes.
The General Crone, how they produce that is what they're doing is taking the kid's blood, the pure blood, the infant blood. And what they do is they sell that to the cosmetic lines to push back into the people, the celebrities, to make them young again.
Exactly. And then that actually goes back to an ancient ritual. It was like
just about to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go for it.
Just about to say.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yes, you got it.
Go back to ancient sacrifices of children. Mm-hmm. And basically, they take this, they make sure that the kid is basically being tortured or they got their adrenaline rushing and they just basically torturing these children, molesting these children, whatever it takes to get their adrenaline pumping. And then that's when they drain this serum that they use called adrenochrome from the pineal gland.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And people think, well, that's crazy. That is fucking crazy. So guess what? And if they can't do it like that, so you know the empty pens, remember it was a big issue about the empty pens
yep.
going up for a high price. So basically, the reason why I go for a high price is because once the empty pens expire after 18 months, it turns into the what?
It turns straight into adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome.
Yeah.
The empty pens. Yes, it's a gold mine. That's why they so hard to buy.
We hear this story all the time, even when we was younger kids. And we heard about Hansel and Gretel.
Monster Inc.
Snow White.
Monster Inc. where they was catching the kids screaming. Remember?
And the witches are turned old and they need some younger blood.
Basically, yeah, you're right. Especially all those movies blood. In the... Yep. All those movies in the 80s. Yeah.
Basically, this young serum that they got children blood basically is a youth in a bottle basically for them.
And if you can't get the blood, the empty pen, if it's 5 to 18 months or more, that right there will give you a little hope.
Right now, it's a lot going on in the media with adrenochrome. They were saying that the lab basically got contaminated, the COVID-19 basically got loose and somehow got into the adrenochrome formula. And then people was taking it and they was dying. So they basically try to cover up this thing with this adrenochrome coming out of Wuhan. And basically, their supply is running out right now. That was the big hoax with Tom Hanks and some other celebrities.
And why so many celebrities got it.
Yes. You know, it's right yeah. now, they like fighting for this shit right now. Sure. They said that shit is worse than meth, crack. Anything has hit the streets of any type of drug, this is what they think.
At the end of the world, I got my empty pens and I'm selling that shit for a high price. Solid. That shit gonna be a gold mine.
Yeah.
Solid.
Hey, you got it. Hey.
Her face off. Right.
it's really getting to that point though right now. But the only good thing is that there's a lot of energy out there, right? And I know a lot of people is willing to change. So, like, some of my people is like, oh, you know, but people don't get it. Because I was kind of feeling like that, too. Because, like, I just feel, like, almost defeated at some point. Because I'm like, what could we do? You know what I mean? Like, what could I do? But now I'm seeing that there's so much energy. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to slowly start telling people. I don't be telling people, like, oh man, they're taking over. Because if you tell them the whole story, it's too much to understand.
Yes, you know? And they think you're crazy. Oh, yes. Trust me, I used to try to tell people 15 years ago, even when I bounced out.
That's when I started too. I started in 2001 after 9/11. That's when I started. Like, the first shit was my first documentary, like on like conspiracies was. The basic is Fahrenheit 9/11. Then I started getting into other stuff and started like digging. And then I was just like, oh, well, nothing's like it seems. And then that's when I got onto the Bilderberg and learning about like, you know, Bohemian Groves and how all the, every president pretty much that has been president has been to Bilderberg. You know what I mean?
In which we all know it goes back to selling their soul to the devil. Like a lot of people don't believe there's a devil out here, but there's definitely a big one. Just don't got the big horns and the big red thing they picture. It's bigger than that. You know what I mean? And it's way bigger than that.
And so you could
good versus evil. Yeah.
Oh, most definitely. And you can see it right now because this other element, besides the element that's not the protest, this other element. Is a demonic element. Like you can see it out there. Like if you see some of the videos out there, it's like on some different. Like it's not some just like, oh, you know, like yes, there's right now the police is on some demonic shit too.
Yeah.
So it's
but
like,
you know, they pay to do that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got paid provocateurs on the police side. You got paid provocateurs on the protest side. And then like, what's up with all these bricks? You know what I'm saying? Like nobody. I heard a couple of the media talking about it. I'm like, so nobody could just track where
nobody
these bricks is coming from.
Where the bricks is coming from, right?
Like, it's a simple
all that
thing.
Stuff was propped there. It was created.
And it's like right in front of our face. So that's what's good though, is because this has helped me convert a couple people. Like, cause I'm like, come on, bro. There's bricks there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they was there, and they're like, yeah, you're right, man. They're like, I don't know. This is set up, like, and talking to people that have been there and are going out, and they're like, dude, there's these people out there, man. And it's not just Antifa. It's not just, because there is Antifa. There is white supremacist people out there. There's all those people. They're going to always be the troublemakers. But this is on some different shit.
Yeah, this is definitely on some different shit, you know. At this point, we got a lot of fake people around us, too, because
you got to know. Yep.
Some of these people already got chips in them.
Everything they
gotta do is activate that shit and they go ahead and follow out the
It's
plans.
A part of the agenda, so everything is staged, everything is right where it's
this
supposed to be.
This whole damn world is just fake.
That it's supposed to be, so everything is going to court. But what I wanna say, it's supposed to happen. It was written down in history. It's written down in the Bible. Everything that's supposed to happen, there's nothing we can do to stop it, Chris. I know you were saying you wonder what we could do to come together and you know, think it's going to be hope, but it's not going to be hope. Just like in the Terminator movies, it must happen. The future must happen. And if you understand the future, that's the way the world has to work.
I agree. But like also when we talk about, because me and my buddy always talk about the Bible. I grew up in the church and he grew up in the church. We'd be talking about it. And
I have no religion though. I'm letting you know.
Me either. We grew up in the church, but we're like more spiritual. We're more like, because we understood that the church kind of restricts you. This church,
it
tells you gotta only be here. So we learn early in life, like that captain is off. But no, people talk about like revelations and stuff, and I keep telling them, I say, you know, what I heard and how you depict revelations is like ever since the end of time. But what if it's the end of an era? Not an end of time, an
end
of an era.
Yeah.
And every empire falls. Rome fell, the Persians fell, Egypt fell. So now it's America Empire. And the American Empire is falling right now.
Yes, it is. And it must happen so we can move on to the future. In a world out to clean itself.
But we have two split roads, though. So we could either collapse and create something beautiful where the people actually are free people. For the first time ever in the world, because the whole world is exploding right now. It's not just America. It's all everywhere. It's explosive right now. So if we could, like, the only thing we could be, but right now, the problem is with social media. Media is so manipulating us. Like, people are so against each other. Like, even within the groups that are, like, trying to support and make change, they're even fighting with each other. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they infiltrated us very well. And like me and my buddy said, pretty much the only thing you could really do is let it happen. And you know,
you have to.
And be prepared and go to the hills. That's what we already got plans. We going to the hills. We got a couple spots out there, you know, when shit cracks off. We got like, you know, I mean, we prepping stuff, you know what I mean? We got our shit ready to go. So when we hit, we hear a woo, we like, all right, we packing up.
All right, well, that's what's up. I mean, you know, we gang members, so we out here in the mans. We out here for the battles. We out here for the fights. You know, we scrapped up. We battling our way through. You know, it's whatever. I'm ready to go to the other side.
Well, that's the new, that's our soldiers now.
You say what?
All the gangs is our soldiers now. That's what people don't understand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna change the whole world because now it's gonna be different territories. Because people go a civil war America nowadays is gonna look totally different. It's not gonna be one side versus one side. It's gonna be multiple sides versus each other.
Yes. Just like that movie Mad Max.
Yes.
All the gangs.
Yes.
Yes. It's gonna be just like that.
Exactly.
That's basically what's gonna be out here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you got to fight for your cause.
Oh, yeah. And your people in your circle. That's what's good. That's what everybody got to focus on.
Most definitely. I'm a movie person. So it's like, you know, when I first started finding out this stuff, I ain't even going to lie. It was about the time you say you was fine. That was about a 9/11. But it was a boy I had met. He was crying on some steps. And I was asking him why he's crying. It's 2000. The world is looking up. And he was like, no, man, we are dying. You don't understand, man. Everything is just fake. Everything is dying. Obama coming to office. A lot of stuff in the changing. I was like, hey, man, what are you talking about, Obama? We got our first black president. Everything is about to be lit. And we fucking lit. I'm living out here. I didn't see no black and white. I didn't see none of that. I seen the world coming together at one time. You know what I'm saying?
You was like, this is it. We doing it.
Yeah. And this little boy, he just started breaking down some shit to me. But I really wasn't trying to hear him, right? So I'm going to say maybe 2 months down the line, some shit started happening. The stuff he was telling me about started happening. The stuff on TV. Then I was out here trying to be a fucking rapper in the streets. So I was trying to get my music out here, and I was learning different shit. And I started hearing different shit. The same stuff this little boy was telling me about. Then I started seeing this shit. Then, like you said, I started digging deeper, deeper, and deeper. And I found out how the world really works. Not just the music business, how the world really works. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure I know how that world is going to end. But the world is not ending. It just started over. Like you said, with just a different era. And it's going to keep repeating itself and repeating itself. But I found out the truth.
Yeah.
And I try to tell people, like you said, Chris, but they all thought I was crazy. I try to warn my family. My family that I'm sitting here with right now, you know, it took them a little minute for them to believe me. Then they start seeing, they start doing their own research. Then it all came together for them. Now we move as one big unit out here because it is so real out here.
Yeah, that's what we do too. We kind of like just have our pockets and we got people all over the country. And we just talk to each other. We see what's going on. Like, hey, everything good over there? Like, what's really going on? Because what we see on TV, because, like, I watch all the news. And if you watch, like, sometimes what I do just to, like, laugh is I'll watch Fox News for 15 minutes. And then I'll change to CNN for 15 minutes. And if you see, and that tells you what is feeding the country. Because the left wing is fed by CNN. The right wing is fed by Fox News. And that's why they rile them up. So the one guy goes, man, these damn right wingers, they want to kill you all. They want to da 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 da. Then it goes the other way. They like, man, look what they're doing out here. They're going to kill you. And then people are scared. They're scaring people. And so what do people do when they're scared? They do dumb shit. And that's what's happening around. People are scared. There's people putting out fake. Now there's fake messages all over like, we're going to do this. This is going to happen. Sure. Fake terrorist attacks. Fake this and that. What I tell people to watch out for is what I believe is going to happen is a false flag attack is going to happen on our election this year. Israel was practicing military actions. They were doing military action things in one of the but they was doing one where the test was about a terrorist attack on the U.S. election day. And what they were doing is terrorists were in buses and they were crashing into voting sites. And then they assess how well America would do. America's not actually there, but they do a little test. So they also did this before 9/11. They did like fake aerial games. You know what I mean? Because even on 9/11, the reason because everybody always goes, why didn't our fighter jets intercept those planes? Well, they didn't because they thought they were under an exercise. they were under an exercise, so they go, oh, okay, that's just part of the exercise. And it was a terrorist exercise. You see what I'm saying? So they're doing the same thing. So I wouldn't be surprised. I've been telling everybody, be careful this year during the election. I think that's something that they might use to like be like, that's it. We need to get it. Because then everybody's going to be so scared that they're going to be like, the UN needs to come in here. We need UN help. You know what I mean? And they're going to start. That's what this Antifa, the whole Antifa part, the reason they're calling them terrorists is so that now they can do, instead of just the war on terror around the world, now it's going to be the war on terror in America. Homegrown terrorists. Who's starting a protest? Who's gathering people together? They're going to, and then they already got the Patriot Act extended. You know what I'm saying? So the Patriot Act, they can look through your browser history without a warrant. In all, any of us, they can contact your internet provider.
They're trying to be resistant to Facebook.
Yep. Well, that's why you got to use DuckDuckGo too. Like, that's a browser I use, DuckDuckGo. And I use VPNs, so like they can't track my shit, all that kind of stuff.
Got some killers on my tape. I don't think you're ready. Pull up in that Chevy, shells fly from the city. They catching bodies in broad day. They catching bodies in broad day.
Cruise to your city in a 6-4 drop top. For the haters that be running they lips at the heat of cold pop 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 pop. Hey, I'm from Southern California where the party never ends. Sunrise, sunset, then we do it all over again. Bass booming from the speakers, you feel the vibration. The chicks that I'm pulling keep them thirsty, they needin' hydration. Out on the open road, smoking on the ocean grown. Gotta stay blown till they get in my zone. Man, I'm in my zone.
Got some killers on my tape, I don't think you ready. Pull up in that Chevy, shells fly from the city.
A Golden State Warrior stacking that Draymond Green. With the homies on the black, serving up them fiends. What a great day. Time to go for a drive, gotta pump the brakes. With these hoes outside, like you then ride, right? It ain't hard to follow. Slinging Clavo from a Monte Carlo. Haters better raise up. Or get sprayed with a Petey Pablo. Bitch, call me Sancho, head honcho. Bloody glove in a Bronco. I'm cutting loose like the juice, yeah. And then I'm gone, bro.
Got some killers on my tape. I don't think you ready. Pull up in that Chevy, shells fly from the city. They catching bodies in broad day. They catching bodies in broad day. Got some killers on my tape. I don't think you ready. Pull up in that Chevy, shells fly from the city.
John Chris, Most Deflings, gang, gang, gang. We're gonna talk about your music, Chris, Most Deflings, and what you got going for yourself. Talk about your new song. I think it's Broad Day, right?
Yeah.
All right, tell us about that song a little bit.
Well, basically, like right now, like I stay in Detroit, Michigan, but I'm from Cali. I'm from Southern California, and that's where.
Yeah, because I was wondering where you stayed at. We were so wondering where you stayed at. Yeah.
Yeah, so like I move out here. I moved to Michigan, but like, you know, like just recently, but I'm from Cali. So like basically that's like what I lived through. Like, cause you know, everybody talks about what they talk about. Like I don't bang myself per se, but that's what, that's the life you live in Cali. I know tons of hoods, you know what I mean? And that's what, that's pretty much what the song about. Cause people like to be like, I just can't be that person that like I try to be me all the time. Like I can't be like, yeah that's me doing this. I'll tell you what I do, but I don't bang. So like I just be telling about the people that I know, and like I don't be like I just want to paint a picture of people, like, because people is like always trying to say like, oh, I'm tough, like, but we all know that it's a group effort, right? It's who you know and how you influence people.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So you gonna have, you gonna shoot a video for the song?
I was planning on doing that, but now I'm kind of like working on with the world, how it twisted and changed and stuff. Cause I had like been took a break on music for a bit. You know what I'm saying? I was taking care of some like stuff in life, and I just started getting back into it. And I had recorded a song, I was about to do the video, and then like COVID hit. You know what I'm saying? I had started my podcast, and then I was just like, and then now I'm working. I'm kind of like going on some new stuff, like. I'm working on this new song, and it's gonna be called like a anarchist cookbook. That's like, it's actually from a book from the 70s, the 60s, 70s. It's like during the all the protest time in that era. Like there was these guys. Like it was like about. It's kind of like an Antifa book. It's pretty like interesting. It's like, you know, how to attack the system, shit like that.
During the Vietnam. Oh, how you ever heard of this dude called Tom McDonald?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, man, you got to definitely listen to him, man. He really spitting out some knowledge. He a rapper. I actually just heard him today. My sister was playing him today. And, I mean, he is really spitting that shit about what's going on and what we're talking about, too. You definitely got to check him out, man.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely have to check it. See, for me, that taught me all that was like Immortal Technique and Jedi Mind Tricks. Those guys back in the day, they was talking about David Koresh, and they was talking about Bush and the Illuminati back then. They was pushing all that agenda, kind of like letting us know what was going on.
Most definitely. So you involved with any type of like community work or out there, any kind of organization that you're doing, giving back to the people?
Yeah, we have, it's not my organization, but I help with my buddy. His daughter, she had got diagnosed with leukemia, you know what I'm saying? And she was, like, fighting that shit. She's doing way better now. She was in, like, ICU for, like, I think it was about 2.5 months or something. Like, it was, like, it was worrisome for everything. But, like, during that time, she started her own organization, and it's called Love La Vida. And the organization, what they're doing is they're trying to build a teen center at the Kaisers in California. Because, you know, she's a teenager, and she was just, like, she knew that, like, going over there, that if they could build some kind of teen center, that kids that are there for, like, long term could, like, lift their spirits and kind of, like, you know what I mean? Push them. She has the willpower to do that, but, you know, not everybody has that. And she wants to, like, build something to give back to them so that they can have the encouragement to fight whatever disease they're fighting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up that you was involved with that. Yeah, that stuff is hard to go through, especially as a teenager, though.
Oh, yeah. And she still got straight A's, man. I give her credit, man. I was like, man, I couldn't even get straight A's, and I wasn't even in the hospital. Like,
right here. Most definitely, you know what I'm saying? I was happy that my little nephew, he graduated from high school, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was telling him that's a big deal in his family.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's about to go to school for to be a music producer with the audio. Yeah.
With the audio. I have a question for you. So, what are some of your top rappers right now in the game?
Right now, like what do I got? All right, you know who I like a lot? I like Maxo Cream. Maxo Cream is one of my favorite.
Maxo Cream is really good to me. I like Maxo Cream.
I think he's
from Houston.
Yeah, he's dope. To me, he like master. I don't think nobody could do trap no more, to me, in my opinion. I feel like he killed the whole trap sound. Like, I'm like, whew. Like, every song I hear, like, he got that slower flow, but he got those punches.
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
I like that.
I admit it, I'm afraid they gonna kill me for this. Probably put me in my grave for the lyrics I spit. Been exposing the truth and all the secrets they covering. If I die, it was Big Pharma or government. Been putting too much truth in my songs. They gon' stage a suicide and say I chose to move on. Probably cutting my brakes, so when I tour too long, I'll die in a crash, say I was driving and drunk. Look, the Illuminati real. They're trying to make you dumb, trying to numb you out with pills. Trying to make you broke, trying to tell you it's a deal. Processing your food, so now none of it is real. You eating super good, but you still be getting ill. You working super hard, but you still can't pay the bills. Silencing the visionaries, revising the dictionaries. Now you just can't find the right words to say and express how you feel. Target on my back, I think they're coming for my head. I know I recognize that then. I bet they wanna see me dead. They're gonna kill me if I leave my room. They're gonna kill me if I go too soon. You should know. said they would kill me. I admit it, I'm afraid they gon' murder me. Wouldn't be a problem if nobody ever heard of me. But I'm famous, so they'll probably try erasing me with urgency, infect me with a sickness and deny me any surgery. Stop me from exposing all the medicine and currency and terrorism. Always been controlling us so perfectly. I'm telling you with certainty, they say it's for security. They monitor our lives like we live in Nazi Germany. They wanna microchip all the people, you don't believe it. Your fingerprint unlocking your phone, oh how convenient. They trick you to believe in all the angels and demons and say you'll go to hell if you ever go disappoint Jesus. I got a backbone and a platform and a tap phone. Never asked for to be that known. Take my passport to my dad's boat. Use the back door to escape this place. It's the Truman Show. Target on my back, I think they're coming for my head. I know I recognize that fan. I bet they wanna see me dead. They're gonna kill me if I leave my room. They're gonna kill me if I go too soon. You should know. Said they would kill me. I admit it, I'm afraid I'll disappear. They won't issue me a ticket for a minor misdemeanor. They gon' try to lock me up before the moment while I'm here. Just let me take a minute to make sure you see it clear. Cancer has a cure, they killed Biggie and Pop. One thing I know for sure, 9/11 was an inside job. They stamped dollar bills within God we trust. While a single dollar bill the only thing we got. I think they probably think they got us fooled. Distort the information in curriculums at school. They ain't making you a scholar, man, they're making you a fool. They're making you a felon if you choose to break the rules. They designed a game with a million ways to lose, not a single way to win. Only option you can choose is to play it with a grin, or you play it feeling blue. Either way the wheel spin, you won't ever make a move. They gon' kill me for this. Target on my back, I think they're coming for my head. I know I recognize that fan. I bet they wanna see me dead. They're gonna kill me if I leave my room. They're gonna kill me if I go too soon. You should know, said they would kill me.
I want to give a special thanks to my boy Sean for coming on the show tonight, hitting us with all that knowledge. You can also go on his Instagram, follow his podcast at Killing Mockingbird. Also, follow him on Instagram at SeanChris69. Stay tuned for next week, our bonus track of a whole lot of gang shit. Go follow us on Instagram. It's a whole lot of gang shit, too. And go follow us on Facebook. Gang, 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 gang.
My click on the same shit. We don't fuck with that fake shit. If we want shit, we take shit. Want a whole lot, a whole lot, a whole lot, a whole lot of gang shit. Whole lot, a whole lot, a whole lot, a whole lot of gang shit. I'm like, fuck who you came with. My click on the same shit. Chop up to your brain shit. Mess the close range shit. Want a whole lot.